Bean sat down on the floor and stared at Ender's feet. Because they need somebody to beat the buggers. That's the only thing they care about. It's important that you know that, Bean. Because most boys in this school think the game is important for itself, but it isn't. It's only important because it helps them find kids who might grow up to be real commanders in the real war. But as for the game, screw that. That's what they're doing. Screwing up the game. Funny. I thought they were just doing it to us. A game 9 weeks earlier than it should have come. A game every day. And now 2 games in the same day. Bean, I don't know what the teachers are doing, but my army is getting tired. And I'm getting tired, and they don't care at all about the rules of the game. I've pulled the old charts up from the computer. No one has ever destroyed so many enemies and kept so many of his own soldiers whole in the history of the game. You're the best, Ender. Ender shook his head. Maybe. But it was no accident that I got the soldiers I got. Launchies, rejects from other armies, but put them together and my worst soldier could be a toon leader in another army. They've loaded things my way, but now they're loading it all against me. Bean, they want to break us down. They can't break you. You'd be surprised. Ender breathed sharply, suddenly, as if there were a stab of pain or he had to catch a sudden breath in a wind. Bean looked at him and realized that the impossible was happening. Far from baiting him, Ender Wiggin was actually confiding in him. Not much, but a little. Ender was human, and Bean had been allowed to see. Maybe you'll be surprised, said Bean. There's a limit to how many clever new ideas I can come up with every day. Somebody's going to come up with something to throw at me that I haven't thought of before, and I won't be ready. What's the worst that could happen? You lose one game. Yes. That's the worst that could happen. I can't lose any games. Because if I lose any... He didn't explain himself. And Bean didn't ask. I need you to be clever, Bean. I need you to think of solutions to problems we haven't seen yet. I want you to try things that no one has ever tried because they're absolutely stupid. Why me? Because even though there are some better soldiers than you in Dragon Army, not many, but some, there's nobody who can think better and faster than you. Bean said nothing. They both knew it was true. Ender showed him his desk. On it were 12 names, 2 or 3 from each tune. Choose 5 of these, said Ender. 1 from each tune. They're a special squad, and you'll train them. Only during the extra practice sessions. Talk to me about what you're training them to do. Don't spend too long on any one thing. Most of the time, you and your squad will be part of the whole army, part of your regular tunes. But when I need you, when there's something to be done that only you can do. These are all new, said Bean. No veterans. After last week, Bean, all our soldiers are veterans. Don't you realize that on the individual soldier standings, all 40 of our soldiers are in the top 50? That you have to go down 17 places to find a soldier who isn't a dragon? What if I can't think of anything? Then I was wrong about you. Bean grinned. You weren't wrong. The lights went out. Can you find your way back, Bean? Probably not. Then stay here. If you listen very carefully, you can hear the good fairy come in the night and leave our assignment for tomorrow. They won't give us another battle tomorrow, will they? Ender didn't answer. Bean heard him climb into bed. He got up from the floor and did likewise. He thought of a half dozen ideas before he went to sleep. Ender would be pleased. Every one of them was stupid.
General Pace, please sit down. I understand you've come to me about a matter of some urgency.
Ordinarily, Colonel Graf, I would not presume to interfere with the internal workings of the battle school. Your autonomy is guaranteed, and despite our difference in ranks, I am quite aware that it is my authority only to advise, not to order you to take action.
Action?
Do not be disingenuous with me, Colonel Graf. Americans are quite apt at playing stupid when they choose to, but I am not to be deceived. You know why I am here.
Ah. I guess this means Dapp filed a report.
He feels paternal toward the students here. He feels your neglect of a potentially lethal situation is more than negligence, that it borders on conspiracy to cause the death or serious injury of one of the students here.
This is a school for children, General Pace. Hardly a matter to bring the chief of IF Military Police here for.
Colonel Graf, the name of Ender Wigan has percolated through the High Command. It has even reached my ears. I have heard him described modestly as our only hope for victory in the upcoming invasion. When it is his life or health that is in danger, I do not think it untoward that the military police take some interest in preserving and protecting the boy. Do you?
Damn Dapp, and damn you too, sir. I know what I'm doing.
Do you?
Better than anyone else.
Oh, that is obvious, since nobody else has the faintest idea what you're doing. You have known for 8 days that there is a conspiracy among some of the more vicious of these children to cause the beating of Ender Wigan if they can, and that some members of this conspiracy, notably the boy named Bonito de Madrid, commonly called Bonzo, are quite likely to exhibit no self-restraint when this punishment takes place, so that Ender Wigan, an inestimably important international resource, will be placed in serious danger of having his brains pasted on the walls of your orbiting schoolhouse. And you, fully warned of this danger, propose to do exactly...
nothing.
You can see how this excites our puzzlement.
Ender Wigan has been in this situation before. Back on Earth, the day he lost his monitor, and again, when a large group of older boys...
I did not come here ignorant of the past. Ender Wigan has provoked Bonzo Madrid beyond human endurance, and you have no military police standing by to break up disturbances. It is unconscionable.
When Ender Wigan holds our fleets in his control, when he must make the decisions that bring us victory or destruction, will there be military police to come save him if things get out of hand?
I fail to see the connection.
Obviously. But the connection is there. Ender Wigan must believe that no matter what happens, no adult will ever, ever step in to help him in any way. He must believe, to the core of his soul, that he can only do what he and the other children work out for themselves. If he does not believe that, then he will never reach the peak of his abilities.
He will also not reach the peak of his abilities if he is dead or permanently crippled.
He won't be.
Why don't you simply graduate Bonzo? He's old enough.
Because Ender knows that Bonzo plans to kill him. If we transfer Bonzo ahead of schedule, he'll know that we saved him. Heaven knows Bonzo isn't a good enough commander to be promoted on merit.
What about the other children? Getting them to help him?
We'll see what happens. That is my first, final, and only decision.
God help you if you're wrong.
God help us all if I'm wrong.
I'll have you before a capital court-martial. I'll have your name disgraced throughout the world if you're wrong.
Fair enough. But do remember, if I happen to be right, to make sure I get a few dozen medals.
For what?
For keeping you from meddling.
Ender sat in a corner of the battle room, his arm hooked through a handhold, watching Bean practice with his squad. Yesterday they had worked on attacks without guns, disarming enemies with their feet. Ender had helped them with some techniques from gravity personal combat. Many things had to be changed, but inertia in flight was a tool that could be used against the enemy as easily in nullo as in Earth gravity.